Welcome to That's What It Says in the Yearbook Central. It's baseball season, so we're talking women's lacrosse. Baseball, by the way, Jose Bautista still doesn't have a home slash team unless this is now out of date, and he does. We can't refresh the post. Can we? Boston College women's lacrosse begins in 1992, and as you'd expect, they had some above average and a lot of losing seasons until 2010, 11, and 12, when they won 34 games and made their first ever NCAA tournament. Even so, the Eagles were only winning about one ACC or Atlantic Coast Conference game a year. And then coach Acacia Walker Weinstein came to town in 2013. Since then, the Eagles have not had a losing season, and although they have been under 500 in the ACC three times, BC has won fewer than three league games only once, and maybe most importantly, they've made five straight NCAA appearances. Last season, the Eagles went all the way to the national championship game at the not all that close by Patriots Stadium. You're listening to That's What It Says in the Yearbook. It's a sportscast for nurses and flight attendants. To contact us, says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. The six-year rise of a new lacrosse power sharing a parking lot with a law school. If you whipped a lacrosse ball along the pavement, I think, if you had the sidearm delivery, you sidearmed a lacrosse ball along the pavement to get big-time bounce action like Don Johnson did with a golf ball in the movie Tin Cup, I think then you could reach the law school. It's right there. I mean, it's right there, but it seems like it's just a little too much for a straight heave from the lacrosse field. Anyway, the six-year rise actually has been amazing. But you say, hey, Doug, New England is a lacrosse hotbed anyway, right? Yeah, you'd think that, is what producer Rob would say. Lacrosse is big in parts of the region. This year, BC is 12-0 and number two in the country, winning games by fewer than five goals just thrice. They've also barreled through four sets of twins. BC and its twin players, Tara and Emma Schur, have defeated identical and fraternal twins on Navy, Binghamton, Louisville, and Yale, with a game against Dartmouth twins still looming. But there are concerns before the natural progression here delivers Boston College a national title. First, have the Eagles been tested enough? Last season, they had eight close, three goals or less, regular season decisions, and they suffered six regular season losses, including one in the finale, and only then came the run to the final. There's also the problem, of number one and undefeated Stony Brook, and last year's nemesis, current number three Maryland. But what a job the players and Coach Walker Weinstein have done. It's been so fast. If you're a fan of a college team, do not judge your team's progress by the speed of BC's turnaround. The aforementioned Binghamton Bearcats women's lacrosse team also has a player, Jacqueline Kennedy, spelled the same way. Terrific lacrosse name.